Hello, Career Cohort. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Emily Wong, founder of Words of Distinction. We talk about tools for achieving career success, inspirational stories about overcoming career and life challenges, and how we can recalibrate our perspective to better enjoy the journey forward. Hey there. One of the challenges I see job seekers facing when they send me their resume is distinguishing between scope and achievements. But there is a difference. You might consider scope to be the context within which you do your job, or you might think of it as the setting for you to razzle-dazzle your audience with your amazing achievements. Scope captures the breadth of your job and/or leadership. Examples might include the number of people on your team, the value of a portfolio you inherited, or the territory for which you're accountable. Although the scope of your work is important to include because it demonstrates your ability to lead and manage initiatives, it's really those big, juicy achievements that set you apart. Let's use territory management as an example. You're talking about scope if you say you managed markets that included North America, Europe, and Asia. But you're talking about an achievement if you say you expanded that market by 80% in under 2 years. How about team leadership? If you say you led a team of 150 high performers, you're still talking about scope. On the other hand, if you say you built a team of 150 high performers from scratch, that's an achievement. Here's one more example. Say you're communicating what you do in sales. If you simply say you managed a $60 million portfolio, that's scope. However, if you say you grew your portfolio from $10 million to $60 million in 1 year, now that's quite an achievement. So to clarify the difference, scope speaks to your role, while achievement speaks to your results. Scope communicates your experience, while an achievement speaks to your record. Scope answers questions about your capacity, while achievement answers questions about your impact. Scope communicates the extent of your abilities, while an achievement communicates your ability to change the status quo. Scope sets expectations that you are capable, while an achievement sets you apart. So here are my tips for you to go forward with. Include scope in the paragraph under each job title. That's usually just a short paragraph which speaks to maybe the budget you're managing, the number of people you're leading, the extent of your leadership within your organization, for example, if it's marketing and sales. Reserve those bullets for those bold and bodacious impact stories. By the way, if you like to get tips like this more frequently, I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn, and I do post regularly ideas to improve your resume, LinkedIn profile, and other career marketing materials. Please do connect with me on LinkedIn. You can find me at Emily SF Wong. That's Emily SF as in San Francisco Wong. When you do connect, please let me know that you heard me on this podcast and let me know if there's a topic you'd like to cover. You can also sign up for my monthly newsletter if you go to my website, www.wordsofdistinction.net. I'll also include this address in my show notes. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening to this episode of Career Cohort. I'm Emily Wong. You can find all my podcasts and blog posts at wordsofdistinction.net. And if you'd like to chat about how I can help you define the next step in your career and achieve your goals, head on over to the same website and book a time on my calendar for a free consult. In the meantime, please be sure to share, subscribe, rate, and review so we can continue to bring you great content.